Viva explains that when she goes to shop now, there's no shortage of food and she can just buy, let's say, 100 grams of sausage or 200 grams of cheese or, let's say, even just the 50 grams of tea or chocolate. Or, you know, she doesn't have to buy a huge amount of things. So she can just pick this and that, just have a little bit of this and that. She doesn't have to kind of worry that he doesn't have anything for tomorrow. But she remembers at Soviet time how they went to shopping with her two daughters. It took the entire day to do the shopping because you had to go from one place to another. And usually they had a shopping day on Saturday when they at first would go to try to find some meat, maybe in market, maybe in shops, and then they would go to some other shops and try to find this and that. And it took so long also because they had to queue for hours to get something. And then they got back in the evening and then they had food for the family for a week. And I asked her how did they keep the food because not everybody had a fridge during the Soviet time. And she said, yes, we didn't have a fridge at first, but over a time, we were putting money aside and we managed to buy a fridge eventually. She also remembers that those days it was possible to buy things on credit through one's workplace. So you would pay over a period of time with small installment. But she had the principle that they don't buy anything on credit ever. So she would always save the money first and then buy the item they needed.